USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Police in Half Moon Bay, California, south of San Francisco, are trying to learn more about the latest mass shooting of the Golden State. Seven are dead at two sites, according to reporter Jacob Ward.
The scene behind me was the first of two scenes that this gunman visited yesterday afternoon, killing four people and leaving one in critical condition at this site, and then driving about a mile away from here to a second site where three more people were shot to death.
Ward says the suspect then drove to a nearby police station and waited in his car until he was arrested. NBC reports the suspect is cooperating with police. In the L.A. suburb of Monterey Park, they're still coming to grips with the Saturday night shootings that left 11 dead. In Oakland, it's one dead and seven others wounded in a shooting last night. California Senator Alex Padilla says, to those who think it's too much coverage of all this,
we cannot shine too much light on events like this because we cannot let this be normal in the United States of America.
And now there's word of a shooting in the central Washington state city of Yakima, at least three dead at a convenience store early this morning. Ticketmaster says it's sorry for last year's Taylor Swift ticket debacle. At a Senate hearing today, CEO Joe Berchtold blamed a bot attack.
While the bots failed to penetrate our systems or acquire any tickets, the attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales. This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
Berchtold also apologized personally to Taylor Swift for the mess surrounding her tour. The Oscar nominations are out. Among the nominees for Best Picture, Steven Spielberg's semi-autobiographical story, The Fablemans, the not-so-buddy film, The Banshees of Inisherin, and the time-travel comedy thriller, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. This is USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Biden White House is not keen on a House Republican bill that would restrict the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The bill would require the federal government to increase the percentage of federal lands leasing new oil and natural gas production before a president could tap the SPR. Energy Secretary Granholm in yesterday's briefing says it's pure dollars and cents.
The use of the SPR not only saved Americans money, but these releases will end up delivering a return for taxpayers.
House Republicans will likely vote for the bill this week. Senate Democrats are confident it will fail there, but the White House has promised a veto. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
If you're waiting for Ford to deliver a new Bronco you ordered, you can keep waiting or get a slightly different Bronco. Ford says supply chain issues have restricted which Bronco models they can produce, so it's offering a $2,500 credit to order something besides, for example, a specific type of hardtop or the Lux package. You have until early March to decide. Twitter's rental woes continue, both in the U.S. and elsewhere. A San Francisco landlord says Twitter didn't pay about $9 million in rent last month. The firm used its security deposit to cover most of that. And in the UK, the firm that manages the real estate owned by King Charles is taking Twitter to court over unpaid rent at its London office. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.